It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are joined in studio by a pair of local leaders, Kevin Day, who is the tribal chair of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, and Lloyd Matheson, who is the tribal chair of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. Gentlemen, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, likewise.
So last month was Native American Heritage Month, which is one of the reasons we wanted to do this show today with local tribal leaders as a chance to learn a little bit more about the local history, how tribal government operates, projects and initiatives that the tribes have been involved with in recent decades, and some of the current projects underway. So I'll start first with my first question with Lloyd Matheson with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. Can you share a little bit of history about your particular tribe?
Absolutely. We've just been finally starting to go through and gather up all of our information. A lot of stuff that's been lost, unfortunately, throughout the years with elders passing away and moving away, and a lot of things that kind of happened with our history. So 1908, federally recognized as Chicken Ranch Rancheria down there at Jamestown at our current location. We had about 40, 41 acres in trust at that time. Wasn't until, I believe, the timeline's kind of like iffy in between, but like 1955 to like 1963, we were then termed by the federal government in the state of California, saying that we were not a tribe. And then there was a case, Tilly Hardwick started one in 1977 and finally finished in about 1983. There was about 58 tribes that got re-recognized for an unlawful termination by the federal government in the state of California. And we were one of those that were able to win. So we got our land back, 3 acres of that land back in 1985. Was able to, at that time I was 2. So my grandfather, my great grandmother, and all my great uncles and aunts, they're the ones that signed the constitution and everything else, and to kind of have us back. But then, unfortunately with that, we lost a lot of the other tribe around. A lot of them passed away or moved on, and a lot of them never came back. So getting our history back is unfortunately little bit of a pain and a sore spot, because it's so much of it is disappeared. And then we've really been working a lot with the Tuolumne Band and with Carlos Giesdorf, getting our language back and everything. So it's been great actually partnering up with them to get some of this going.
And I'll turn it over to Kevin Day. What can you tell me about the history of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians?
Yeah, I'll do my best. So the Tuolumne Rancheria was established in 1910 for homeless Indians. Not just Miwoks, basically homeless Indians in the area. So then around 1935, the Tuolumne Band got together. A lot of my ancestors, aunts, uncles, cousins, they got together and established some bylaws, which were recognized by the federal government then. So we're still run by our bylaws of 1935. We've made some amendments over the years to coincide with the changing times. But like Lloyd mentioned, though, it's been a struggle for a lot of years. Tribes, I just remember back in the 50s and 60s going out to our grandparents' place and aunts and uncles, no running water, dirt floors, that kind of thing. So we remember those kind of things, kind of where we come from. And that's kind of the history of what we try to teach our younger folks is don't forget where you come from and what made you who you are. I think... as Lloyd mentioned, the struggles they had just to get reorganized to the Tilly Hardwick deal was a pretty big deal for them, right? And we're really happy that happened for them. I think what's kind of funny about Tilly Hardwick is that her brother is Larry Myers, and he started one of the first initial people to start running the Native American Heritage Commission out of Sacramento for California. And so he's been pretty influential in a lot of things that I did early on, and helped support where our tribe has done. Our bylaws, like I said, still govern our tribal council now. We've made a few amendments along the way, like I said, but it's a good bylaw. It's a good foundation for us to govern our people with.
You share a little bit. You mentioned keeping the language alive and keeping it, yes, going. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's probably in the mid-80s. We started a language program, and it was pretty minimal at the time. Just recording some of our elders and the language. And the dialect of the Miwok is kind of varies through the regions. But then we had a couple of tribal members take it real serious, Sonny Hendricks and Carlos Giesdorf. And Carlos is he's pretty renowned out throughout California on the language of the Miwok, and he shares that with a lot of the central area tribes, and they go to and he's helped establish three or four different programs within California at different rancherias and reservations, and he speaks all throughout California and Washington a few times just to share what he's learned, and it's pretty nice to have that program to teach our younger folks and just to bring it back, to keep it alive. The history of it is awesome, yeah.
Go back over to Lloyd Matheson with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria Miwok Indians. Can you explain a little bit about how tribal government works?
Oh, man. Give me the arm going, oh. All right. Really no different than most other governments. You have your governing board, your executive board, and then from there, each job duties assigned. You got like tribal chair for us. For ourselves, I run the day-to-day operations. We have our treasurer that goes through all of our finances and our investments and everything else. So that's their job. Our secretary kind of does the same thing, making sure to get all the meetings and everything else prepared for us. The vice chair is kind of like the one that kind of gets it a little bit on the easy side. They just have to do whatever the direction that the chair kind of puts them in, like whatever projects that we got kind of working on. And then our member of large is the same thing. So it depends on what we have going on the either reservation or within their they'd either be helping, you know, me out or direction of take on other projects. We got one of them that I know we'll be talking about later, a project that we just got working on. I got both the vice chair and the our sergeant of arms is working on that project. So, I could just say it's just really like a regular government. You know, we go through, come in, you know, with our tribal administrator, kind of runs our office down there. With Monica Fox, I work with her, and we go through with our gaming commission that, you know, oversees the casino. They're our police side of it. That makes sure that we follow all of our rules and regulations and everything else to make sure our business does. So, you know, just working with them day to day and just overseeing how all the businesses are going, making sure that we're, you know, thinking, you know, 7-10 years, you know, down the road, the seven generations. What most Native Americans will actually sit there and say, it's what we always try to think about, is not just the generation we are now, today or tomorrow, try to think about our great-great-grandkids that, you know, it's kind of at the same time that we want to do. At the same time, it's also, you know, sad as all the heck, because, you know, you're making decisions that you're not going to be around, even your kids aren't going to be around. But, you know, it at the same time makes you feel good too, knowing the fact that, you know, you're building this stuff and setting this foundation in place to where it's going to affect and help out so many more people in the future.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Day, anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I think Lloyd pretty much said that. It was when you talked about the seven generations, it's our responsibility to make sure that tribes survive, and that's how you plan. You know, we always try to plan seven generations ahead. I've heard that, and I know Lloyd has too, for years and years.
Yeah.
But I think tribal governments are a little bit unique and different in the sense of our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
Like our tribe, you know, our government, you know, we have several committees that oversee different things. Our planning and development committee, we have our health board, we have education committee, social services, all those different things. But basically, the tribe is governed over a 9-member board. We have four elected officers, a chairperson, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary, and then 5 members at large, which we call our business and finance committee based off our 1935 bylaws. I oversee basically the chairperson basically oversees the government and keeps their finger on the pulse of everything else. All the committees I just mentioned, our economic development board also. The vice chair is involved in everything that I can't be involved in, basically. The treasurer, as Lloyd mentioned, the same thing, keeps an eye on our finances, investments, and those sorts of things. The secretary's there to call the meetings and minutes and just keep us in check, make sure we stay on time with everything we need to do. But we're voted in once a year. It's a once-a-year deal for us, which is a little bit stressful, but, you know, proof's in the pudding. If you're doing your job, then you're doing your job, you know. But, you know, you don't really look at it as a job. I think Lloyd can attest to this. It's really your path when you work in Indian country, because you never stop fighting no matter what capacity you're in. You keep fighting for Indian country no matter what. And like Lloyd and I both, you know, we've talked quite a bit about different things, and we not only fight for our tribe and our tribal councils and the Indian community, but for our surrounding community. We care about Tuolumne County. Cool. That makes us unique, I think, is that we both have that same vision.
And both of you as tribal leaders are sitting here today. You both embraced when you came in. Safe to say there's good working relationships between the two tribes?
Oh, God. I mean, it's Tuolumne County. Mm-hmm. Everyone says that, you know, goes, yeah, we got competing businesses. I mean, but neither one of us want to see it fail. I mean, because if it fails, it hurts this community. I mean, because unfortunately, a lot of our logging and our construction stuff isn't here anymore like what it used to be. And it's now the schools are starting to put it back into their curriculum, which is amazing. But, I mean, we got a long ways to get back to where we used to be. So right now, I mean, besides us and the prison and the hospital, I mean, there's not much really big, huge job forces out there. So we want both, you know, both sides to go well, because really at the end of the day, if the business isn't doing well, I mean, the tribe's going to hurt, and neither one of us, no one around wants that to happen. So, you know, and really, I mean, the difference with our government compared to everyone else is our sovereignty. And a lot of people don't fully understand tribal sovereignty. So only way that I've been able to kind of explain it to some people to kind of get them to understand is like where, you know, tribal sovereignty for us is like your home. Like you want to be able to go home. You want to be able to raise your kids the way you want to, discipline them where you want to, do a bunch of things. And like your home is your home. Like the government stays out of it. You discipline and you run, you know, your little kingdom with your spouse any the way that you want to. And that's kind of like with our sovereignty is like we get to do that with our government and be able to have it to where we follow. Obviously, you know, federal government is, you know, dad to all of us. There's, you know, everyone around, including the state. So we have to follow those laws. But within that, we can do the same thing the state does and just either make stricter laws or different ones off the federal government and run it the way that we see fit and, you know, a little bit better. And it's, you know, in most cases, especially in California right now, it's better to be tribal government than state of California.
You need to take a quick break. We're talking with the tribal chair with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria Miwok Indians and the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. We have Lloyd Matheson and Kevin Day both in studio. We're going to pick up on this conversation in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're joined by a pair of local leaders, Kevin Day, who is the tribal chair of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, and Lloyd Matheson, who is the tribal chair of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. And as we ended the first segment, Kevin Day, Lloyd Matheson was talking a little bit about the relationship between the two tribes, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, I think Lloyd touched on earlier that our tribes kind of look out for each other also. You know, it's Indian country. As far as competition, we don't really look at it as competition. Lloyd and I had talked before, and basically our goal is to do well not only for ourselves but Tuolumne County. So it's not like a competition of gaming facilities. It's more bringing people to Tuolumne County. The more visitors that come to Tuolumne County, the more Tuolumne County can prosper. We know it's kind of a retirement and a visitors area, so that's what we're trying to do. You know, our venues are different. But they're unique too, in their to us and to the Chicken Ranch tribe. So we have much respect for Chicken Ranch. Always have. He's had some of his members, his elders that were mentors to me during the some of our medical endeavors, Mac Health Board, the Tuolumne Tribes clinics and stuff. So we've always tried to bounce stuff off each other and figure out ways to improve our communities. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested next if you can kind of explain in detail some of those initiatives. You mentioned healthcare, also gaming, various different things in recent decades. So first, kind of like, you know, things that you've been doing in recent decades, and we'll get to current projects a little bit later.
Yeah. So I think what we did, though, a few years ago, one of Lloyd's aunts and one of my aunts, we sat on the MACT Health Board, and that was Mariposa, Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne County Health clinics, and the Tuolumne actually started that. We were the mothership to start that clinic in the 70s. It was just Tuolumne. We ventured out to include other tribes and counties, but after a few years, I think it was about 2005 or 2006, we said, you know what, we think we can do better on our own. So we broke away from the Mac Health Board and started our Tuolumne Clinic, which has grown quite a bit. I mean, we have offices in Sonora. We have dental in Sonora. We have pediatrics. We have, you name it, we have it, physical therapy. We're still growing. Our Tuolumne Clinic has our pharmacy and general practice there. So, yeah, we're doing pretty well on our own. And I was just more proud when we opened our first clinic to service our people as I was when we opened the first casino, just because healthcare is huge and it was lacking in Indian Country. So we felt the need to improve ours, which we have. So that's kind of why we did that, and I think they're doing the same thing, doing their thing, which is great for their people. So
And Lloyd Matheson with Chicken Ranch Rancheria. What are the different kind of initiatives that you're involved with right now?
Right now is we're a little bit behind where Kevin is, and his tribe up there with the clinics. We were able to almost really right after you guys did. My grandfather, my aunt Clois, they decided to do the same thing, and that's where we started. You know, the Matheson Clinic on the side in honor of my great grandmother Inez Matheson, who wanted to be a nurse, but you know, back then the days that you know natives couldn't do anything like that. So it was always one of her dreams. So you know, at least an honor to be able to try to help, you know, fulfill that for her. So we were able to start that, and it's same thing as like Kevin said, we have it, they have it up in Sonora and Tuolumne. We have it all over Jamestown right now, and a few offices in Tuolumne too with our a dental, I think our dental offices or your guys's eye care is like mm-hmm. very close to each other. So same thing, it's been great. So we've been offered it's great that we've been able to offer all these other healthcare for other employees. I mean, not just for us, but all of every people of Tuolumne County and everything else too. So it, you know, just a different variety. You know, we do have always, let's call it Sonora Regional because I've been here for so long. But, you know, now there's other options too. We both tribes are able to do it and be able to bring up doctors. And, you know, and that whole thing is, you know, it's not competition with it, but it's just competition with other businesses that just, I think, just breed and make things better. And so no one is better than the other. It's just we are able to come up and help service this area. Now we just approved the plans, are getting ready to get the plans approved, but just approved like the financing for our clinic that we're getting ready to build. It's like a hybrid of a clinic and hospital between the two. So we'll have like a small ER to be able to handle a lot of abrasions, bruises, some, you know, lacerations and, you know, broken bones and a little bit of that. And our regular clinic and everything else within, trying to get as many of the outsourced businesses back into it instead of, you know, having under one building. So we're hoping to have the plans and everything done and hopefully break ground next year, which would be, well, I'm sorry, 2024, hopefully, you know, end of next year. It's so close to 25 right now. I already think it's already 25. So
you're slipping away. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, already thinking the future, you know, get all those other plans together. So, we're really excited about that. I mean, like I said, it just following them with their clinics and everything else. And so, you know, it's nice. Indian Country has lacked a lot when it comes to healthcare. Unfortunately, that's ran by the federal government. I think MAC has done great, but you can only do so much on the boards and everything else. So we have a little bit of more control. Not a little, but we have a lot more control of how we want our clinics to run underneath us and the standard of care. And so that's one thing that I know I have learned with doing this is that the only one who's going to care as much as you is going to be you. And your people about your people instead of trusting a government or trusting something else. So that was one of the major pushes that we did for that switch.
And both of you have your own fire departments, correct?
Mm-hmm. They do. We have a building and an engine right now. So I'm hoping in about 5 or 6 months, yes, we have a department. We are very looking forward to it. I hope that does happen. Same thing. I've gone up there and talked to their is he the chief?
Yeah, fire chief.
Yeah. Because I didn't know he was going for it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got with Louie, working with them a ton. They've showed us everything up there. So walking around and, you know, showing us the ins and outs of, you know, some of the contracts and everything else that we're looking forward to. So, we should have our building here done very early next quarter and hopefully to staff that and working with the city of Sonora. So that should be fun.
It's awesome.
I'll go over to Kevin Day. Of course, you've got the Black Oak Casino Resort, and there's been some renovations recently out there. What can you tell us about, you know, a little bit about the history of the resort and what you got going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're moving and shaking. We've always got something going. I mean, Margaret Dalton, she was the chairperson for Jackson way, way back when. And I used to meet with her quite a bit. And I first told her about our first facility, our first phase. I said, yeah, we're in phase one. It's doing really good. She goes, and you know, I told her plans for phase two. And she goes, well, Kevin, let me tell you something. I'm on phase 17. It never stops. You're always changing. You're always trying to stay up with the times, with the what's moving in the gaming world. But I'm not even sure what phase we're on anymore. But I will tell you that, you know, we're kind of geared towards a family oriented resort. We started Elevate, you know, our jump zone, which has been successful. First part of our expansion, we did a kids fun zone, splash area in front of the casino, or excuse me, in front of the hotel, which was really good. We did the kids quest and the cyber quest, which is a pretty cool thing within the casino by the bowling alley. That's just the initial stuff. Our expansion hotel will be complete in March. In April, we're breaking ground on a 30 houses built on our west side property, which is going to be a huge, like we talked about, health care and some of the things. What's really hard about Tuolumne County is bringing quality health providers to the area, because we're pretty rural. So it's been a challenge to bring a good doctor or a good CFO or those sorts of things into the area. So we're trying to do our part in building some pretty nice homes in our west side area. Some will be for tribal council members, and some will be for outside. And we're going to expand on that. It's going to have a small park and a kind of a little community center type thing. And, yeah, we break ground in April on that, so we're pretty excited about that. Other than that, I mean, we've always got something. You know, our planning and development, working with our economic development, are always out looking for different ideas, what's feasible, what's going to work in Tuolumne County, and what's going to be best for this community without overbuilding, without taking away the mystique of, you know, Tuolumne County. Yeah.
Are you able to say on that west side area, is it right where people drive by on Tuolumne Road, kind of where the houses will be?
No, it'll be a little bit more back hidden.
Further back.
It's not, yeah, we try to stay within the scheme of the environment for sure. Yeah.
We need to take a quick break. We'll talk about the Chicken Ranch Resort as well here during our next segment. We're talking with tribal leaders with the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, Kevin Day, as well as Lloyd Matheson with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the tribal leaders in Tuolumne County from the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, the tribal chair, Kevin Day, and from the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians, the tribal chair, Lloyd Matheson. Lloyd Matheson, I'll go back to you as we ended the second segment. Chairman Day was talking a little bit about the history of Black Oak Casino Resort and some of the projects that they have going on right now. Tell us about Chicken Ranch Casino Resort and, you know, obviously a big project. You had your grand opening and ribbon cuttings recently. How's everything going out there?
Yeah, we finally got that all wrapped up, which has been awesome. Right now, I guess people would just call it the honeymoon phase. So we're enjoying that right now. December, you know, is just, you know, December. December's it's a tough time in the environment right now. Not just in gaming, just environment period. So with holidays around and, you know, things being expensive, it is, you know, business is what it is. But outside of that, it's been awesome. The support that we've had from the local community, even I've seen a lot of his people down there be able to go through it. It's been
great.
I know. We got the Elders Christmas party here early next week. They're coming down up to Perch. So everything has been great with that. You know, so we're we're excited for that. You know, I don't know too much about with the future because, like Kevin said, he got his elections up in November. I got mine up in January. So I hope I win. But at this point, I don't really know if that's going to be the case or not. So I just like to think, you know, our business will continue to keep, you know, growing as it has throughout the times. And, you know, we do have our fire station that's up. Hopefully that will be done. PG&E will be wrapping that up here in the next couple of months, so we'll be able to have our fire station. Hopefully we can work on an agreement with Tuolumne County. And then one of the other things, we started a dispensary, and so we opened that up. We haven't done any real advertising or anything else with that yet, just because we're, you know, it's just up and going. We're getting everyone to, you know, learn the business, and we're getting everything set up before we just kind of have that. We're trying to get a lot of our land across the street. Like, they have West Side, we have our south side, I guess you would call it, right across the highway, trying to get 600 acres over there in a trust. So we have some economic development opportunities that we have over there, housing, but we have our farming that we want to continue to keep doing. So, yeah, looking forward to the future if I get to still be there.
I remember, too, you talked, I think last time you came on a few years ago, a lot about some water negotiations and stuff. Is water still something you have your eye on?
Water is a major role. I think that is the blood of our bodies, of people to begin with. It was about 15 years ago I started this water project with Stephanie Sue, so of trying to get water. So one of the reasons why we got disbanded and everything else in 1963 is that the federal government was supposed to give sewer and water to our reservations. They never did sewer. They never did water. So we were trying to fight with them right now to allow us to right to just put in a pipe in the ground through the federal land in order to Maloney's, where we have, you know, some contracts already done. So we're waiting on that. So right now we got I don't know, sad to say. I mean, we got further during the Trump administration than we did during the Biden. So we're hoping now that Trump's back in, we might be able to get a little bit further with building this water project, because with Tuolumne County, with not any water rights, we want to be able to at least have some water to make sure that our business, the whole thing of seven generations, without water, there's no housing, there's no businesses, there's no nothing. So really trying to lock that in and be able to have that, and at least be able to have the next 40, 50 years that we know at least we have something that we can have growth.
Well, we're nearing the end of this weekend show. A very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for coming in. I'll go back over to Kevin Day one more time as the tribal chair of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. Any closing comments you'd like to make, or things that didn't get brought up that you'd like to address?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm just going to agree with Lloyd on the water issues and natural resources. That's super important to tribes and communities. And, you know, we're working with some different agencies on those same projects as they are. Without saying a lot about that, only because, like I said, there's other agencies involved. So they understand our needs, and I think Tuolumne County's been super supportive of us. We have an MOU with the county, which we're looking at amending a little bit, working with their leadership to make it upgrade it from where it once was in 2000 when we first did that. Other than that, you know, I just really want to say hope everybody has safe, happy holidays. And like I said, Lloyd and I have worked together for a lot of years, and we have the same common goal and much mutual respect and love, for sure.
And Lloyd Matheson, any comments you'd like to make?
I mean, I'm just going to echo the same thing that Kevin says. I want everyone to hear it. And, you know, I wish Tuolumne County the best and everything else, and, you know, everyone that's in it. This community is amazing. You know, we just had, hopefully when this thing airs, we have two state champions. So that's what would be awesome. So besides that, just Merry Christmas to everyone, and a happy and safe holidays.
Well, thank you both for coming on Motherlode Views. It's been a great conversation. We've been talking with Lloyd Matheson, who is the tribal chair of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. Also, Kevin Day, who is the chair of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. And I'm BJ Hanson. I was your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about tourism in Tuolumne County. We're going to be joined by the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo, as well as the head of marketing, Jen Lopez. They're going to get us up to speed on tourism trends and the latest figures when it comes to revenue that's being generated from tourism in Tuolumne County. Also, they're going to provide an update on the tourism marketing district that's being developed as a requirement with Visit Tuolumne County's contract with Tuolumne County government moving forward. They'll explain all that and provide all the details. That's next week on Motherlode Views. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.